This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here to record our thoughts for posterity on what's been going on in the world of news talk radio for the week. Some folks connected to the Good Day Enterprises, the Doug Steffen team, including Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to discuss the charts that have been produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the benefit of the talk radio world, bringing in some of my best minds. Well, they aren't really my minds. My mind's good, but their minds are good as well. So we have a collaboration of good minds to talk about all things Trump. The list looks like this from top to bottom. At number 10, the Super Bowl and all things that are connected to it. The advertising rates are, imagine, $5 million. For a 30-second spot, and the attention that we're getting, all the new people that are coming in, that wine company, for example. So the Super Bowl matchup, who's going to be actually in the game, who's doing halftime, all of that stuff has become a national pastime for conversation. So, and maybe it is good because we are getting ourselves off of, well, the top seven items on the list this week sort of overwhelm that conversation. At number nine, the suspension of that woman who writes for Saturday Night Live. What a disgusting display. What's her name? Katie Rich?
Katie Rich.
Yeah. What a jerk. And this is nice.
This is so uncalled for.
Chelsea Clinton put her right in her place.
Yes, exactly.
Which was a good part of the conversation. Anyway, what a jerk.
Yep.
Mary Tyler Moore's death is number eight. Lots of conversation appropriately about her role as a woman, as a producer, as a presenter, what she meant, what she fought during her life. She had diabetes, type 1 diabetes. Some people knew it, some people didn't. She had bouts with alcoholism and lost members of her family in rather sad circumstances, but yet prevailed. A good role model, I would say. Is that putting it lightly? Is that too mildly? She was,
you know, she was a trailblazer.
Yeah, she was always nice. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. She always put her, maybe Richie, the best way to put it is she put her best foot forward all the time. And that didn't mean she stuck it in her mouth, which is what a lot of other, you know, I didn't even want to give this airtime. I saw something from Rosie O'Donnell. That was aimed at, I think it was aimed at Barron as well, wasn't it? Or some of the Trump children. And I just don't understand how people get to be that nasty. What is there that you drink in your coffee, or what is your experience in life that makes you that GD angry? I don't.
Rosie didn't take the pills that day.
Well, I mean, yeah. Part of it is, yes, part of it is that. We all have those things to understand. And so I would suggest to her that she wants us to think about what her thoughts are regarding those people, and where the people who really are thinking about this are thinking about it kindly and thoughtfully. And wouldn't she wish that we would look upon whatever her malady is, because she's got one, she wouldn't be this angry if she didn't, her malady with sympathy as well. I feel sorry for her.
Victoria and I talk about this a lot. One of the reasons that people don't like Donald Trump is that they think he's a bully. They think he's mean. Yet a lot of these people in this movement that are against him are doing worse. I mean, they're bullying the heck out of people, bullying that, you know, out of Barron and everybody else.
They're fighting hate with hate.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, just make a better example for yourself if you don't like that behavior. Exactly.
Take a deep breath.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll go quickly through the other items because they all have to do with Trump's first 7 days in the presidency. Number seven is the Keystone Pipeline and the green light for both of those pipelines, in fact. Number six, the continuing flap over Madonna and what she said. Here's somebody else that's becoming really irrelevant really quickly. Because not because of her message, but how she presented it. What was it? Did you say that, Victoria? Who said, or was it Jennifer that said earlier on, she's 60 years old, get with a program, babe.
Yeah, I mean, desperately seeking relevance it could be her new album. I mean,
that's a great
name. I'm a little over Madonna now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, look at all the attention that has come from from Cyndi Lauper. And how she's sort of turned it around, and
she's handling herself the opposite of Madonna, and and I mean, she also has a lot of talent to back up what you know her.
She's
her
reinvented
relevance now.
Herself, though.
She has.
I mean, instead of being vulgar, she's reinvented herself.
But look at all the attention it's gotten her. That's positive. Where if Madonna was smart, she'd use the same approach to get the positive attention instead of everybody wanting to kick her to the sidewalk.
She's very credible.
Who? Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just lots of fun, actually. Anyway, let's see. Number five, the exit from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what it means to you. I've had lots to say about this week, and I don't know that I need to repeat myself. I'll leave that up to you ladies as to whether you think I should repeat my thinking on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. A NAFTA, SHAFTA, more or less the same thing. How that gets modified will be interesting. But the people who like eating good food are breathing a sigh of relief. Let me put it that way. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would have meant the end of family farming as we know it, and the big ag producers that want to control the sources of food, not only in our country but all around the world, were hoping and pushing for that, and it's down the tubes. So, anyway, we can talk about that a little bit. There's a move afoot. I don't know how this is taking shape. Well, I have to think about this because I don't really... I kind of saw this, and I put it out of my mind, how some of the Democrats are trying to craft legislation to get the nuclear number, the suit, what do they call it? Not the briefcase, but the
football, right?
The football,
right?
Get it away from Trump. Yeah, they want to
get
it away from
Trump. Well, that's not really what they're trying to do. They're just saying that a president can't hit the button without Congress approving it first, any president.
Well, in essence, that's taking it away from him. And, yeah, taking the power away from him, which... is that a good thing?
I mean, I personally think it's great. I would like all of Congress to agree before we hit a button.
Well, the other side of that is if you've got the Chinese or the Russians launching, it's only going
to
take an hour and 30 minutes for that stuff to get here. You're going to get them all together in an hour and 30
different.
Minutes to figure
if
out?
If it's in retaliation, then the president can hit the button because there's only a certain amount of time.
That would be the only reason that anybody would want to use the button.
Right.
You would never use it as an offensive weapon unless you're nuts. All right, so that's what people say. Some people think he is nuts, but anyway. He's nuts like a fox, I think, in some respects. Number three, what do we do with health care? Number two, the sanctuary cities thing. I think that's a fabulous discussion. Let's have that in a moment. The sanctuary cities situation and how that... I think no matter where we are, most of us agree with... where that's going, but let's talk about it. We'll shake that out in a moment here. The countdown, overviewing the stories and the people that have been surveyed by the folks
Magazine.
Talkers Magazine. Where did that go?
Yeah,
I was thinking of Harrison's Magazine. I was going to say Michael's Magazine. Yeah. Isn't that funny I guess it really is. Yeah, Michael and his staff putting together all the information from Talkers Magazine that we talk about here in this hour of the program. It's 14 after the hour.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business. But it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Let's think about water and what you do with it. May I suggest that you get a 4-ounce glass of water right now. Those of you who have Super Beats, 4-ounce glass of water. This goes for Victoria, goes for Jennifer, goes for Kara. Get a 4-ounce glass of water right now and put in a spoonful, a heaping spoonful of Super Beats into that glass and feel yourself come around. Feel yourself come of age. Feel yourself come alive. Feel yourself full of energy. Feel yourself full of stamina. Feel yourself feeling good. With the Super Beats, the whole routine regimen of Super Beats, pretty simple stuff. Nitric oxide comes
from beets. And the folks at Super Beets have engaged farmers to grow non-GMO beets. They harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them and put them in the canisters and send them to you so that you can have the benefits of feeling so full of life. So if you're ready to try your own Super Beets superfood shot, go to DougLikesBeets.com or you can give Super Beets a call at 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Isn't it refreshing to know somebody's promoting something that actually works?
Yes.
It's kind of nice.
For a change.
Kind of sweet, yeah. All right, so 800-655-4183. Or maybe you'll have more fun by going online to DougLikesBeets.com.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Oh, the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
17 after the hour. Hello, 17 past. Countdown overview from the folks that are associated with the Stefan organization. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington with Veronica. Victoria.
Wow.
There are you okay go. Today? I'm worried about you.
I have, there's a lot of things on my mind, and they're sort of pushing, one part of my mind is pushing another mind. Thank you for asking, Jennifer. Another thoughtful person who is here as we focus on some of the items from the talkers list this week. Sanctuary cities and getting out of that league. Miami is the only one so far that says, okay, uncle, we don't want to lose the dough. We're kicking. How do they do this, by the way? Okay, we're not going to harbor fugitives from justice anymore, because that's really what the illegals are. They're fugitives from justice. So it's like these people are saying, okay, you can be lawbreakers, but come to our city, but we don't have any law.
Right.
And by the way, I thought about this the other day when I got a $93 ticket. I was driving along Beverly Boulevard, and the phone rang, and I looked at the thing, and I saw who it was, and I needed to stop, and I needed to talk to him. So I pulled over, because you're not supposed to talk and drive at the same time in California. I thought I was being a good guy. So I pull over to the side of the road, and I take the phone call. And as I'm finishing the call, this tap on the window. I look over there. There's a guy in a uniform. I put the window down. Yes, sir. Do you know you've parked in a red zone?
Oh, no.
I said, no, I didn't pay any attention to the red zone because I went to take the
car. I was trying to avoid the ticket for the other.
Yeah, exactly. He says,
did you ask which one's cheaper?
I'm giving you a citation because you parked in front of a red zone. You could have just imagined the smoke and steam coming out.
But you were in the car.
I was in the car. The engine was running. I had just put the phone down, and I was ready to put it in gear and move. He taps on the window. He gives me a $93 citation. I looked at him. I said, you're why Trump got elected. You are the problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I felt like ripping it up and throwing it at him, but I didn't.
What did he say to that?
He said, not a word. Not a word. He just gave me the citation. But yeah, that is it. I mean, why would you do that? Somebody I saw, by the way, in Los Angeles, we're talking about sanctuary cities, and the reason I bring this up is because I broke the law, and they gave me a $93 fine. All those people who are in Los Angeles as a sanctuary city who are here illegally are breaking the law. What are they doing about them?
And that $93 ticket that you paid
them.
Is going
yeah, with
to
the $93 that I just
provide
paid
them with services.
And it's not even the ones that are here. I mean, I think Trump has said he's not going after those people. It's the people that come here illegally and commit that crime, and then commit another crime, and then still get a pass.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right. They still are protected by these cities. There are about a dozen of them, and Miami's the only one to have capitulated.
Oh, there's more than a dozen. There are 300 of them.
There are?
Yes.
I didn't realize there were that many.
Oh, yeah.
300 sanctuary cities?
There's more than 15 of them in California. Oh,
my
yeah.
My God.
Jeez.
Okay, well, let's go after them. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we're at 23 after, actually almost 24 after the hour. This is the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week, which we do in this hour, so that we give everybody an idea of our thoughts, so that they can gel or not gel with your thoughts on these issues, going through the top 10 stories and the people. We are in the midst of a conversation about sanctuary cities. I told a story about this, and by the way, the policeman that gave me the $93 ticket was Hispanic. Whether that makes a difference or doesn't make a difference, at least to the point of the illegals that are here. By the way, they're not all Hispanic. There are some Chinese.
There's a lot of Asians.
They're here illegally.
They come here to have their babies. It's actually a big piece of tourism
for
the Asian countries.
Now. Yeah. There are a lot of people from Somalia and certain cities and towns and countries in Africa that are here illegally. It isn't just, you know, we all think it's all Hispanics, but it's not. And so you look at these things. One of the things I wish people would focus on, the bright side of it, Trump just says he wants to stop everything. Patriot Act screwed this up, basically. I mean, the reason that we're having all this trouble is because of the Patriot Act. And you can say we had the Patriot Act because of September 11th. Well, we weren't smart with the Patriot Act, and we haven't been smart. Some of it's been modified over the years, some of it hasn't been. But we are keeping people out of this country that we should encourage to come in to the country. That's the real problem, is gauging who's going to be a benefit and who's not going to be a benefit. And that's the hardest thing to do without good personnel,
you know,
and without being able to have a system. I don't think we should shut the borders down to everybody. I think we need to know who's coming into the country. And we ought to be able to encourage those folks who will go to school here, stay here, contribute, be members of society.
Well, and assimilate. And assimilate
to the culture. And the reality is, he's not going to be able to kick everybody out.
No, of course.
So, but
he doesn't want to, I don't think. I mean, he changed his tune quickly before the election.
I think that the local communities, the cities and the counties, should definitely tell us, well, okay, we found this person, here they are. Turn that information over to the feds, so at least we know who's here and what's going on, knowing that we can't throw them out. But you have two different things here. You have cities that are saying, why report it to the feds? They don't do anything about it anyway.
Yep.
And that's happened for years.
They haven't.
And
they haven't.
And then you have cities that are going, no, we think immigration of any kind is a moral thing to do, and we're going to protect anybody no matter what law they've broken. So you have these couple different situations here, and I'm sure there's somewhere in the middle where we could all say, listen, this is a reasonable expectation.
Yes, and that's where we'd like to get to. There's so much anger on either side, though. That there's no support for
there's a false narrative, as they like to say, going around that Trump wants to go into people's homes and rip the father out of them and send him back across the border.
Right.
And
that's
simply not true. He's focusing on the people who are here that are committing crimes that need to go back. And the best part about this new proposal is that people who are here from other countries that do get deported, like the guy in Maine who was here from Haiti, who was in jail for attempted murder and got out, and they wouldn't take him back. Haiti wouldn't take back, they wouldn't take the deportation orders.
Yeah.
He came back and he killed a 14-year-old kid, and now he's sitting in our jail. And so
another murder.
Haiti won't take back their criminals, but they'll take a ton of money from us to rebuild after their earthquake. Mm-hmm. And, so it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, if you start withholding those funds from those countries, they'll start taking the criminals back and dealing with them.
And here's another one that my wife brought up, Doug,
who's
an immigrant. Once you become an immigrant, boom, anybody you're related to, you can bring 20 people then.
Yeah.
And my wife is like, it's just getting out of control with that. And they have to look at that law.
And she's in the schools as a translator, right? So she sees it every day.
She is.
The kids are coming in from all over the place. It's craziness. It is suicidal to continue. And whether you like Trump or you don't, that's part of the discussion here that we need to stay focused on. 28 past the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cleansing one's mind with thoughts that are original, hopefully, and accurate. There are, well, the opinions that we're expressing here are accurately ours, let's put it that way. Going through the charts for the week of January 23rd to the 27th on our Doug Steffen overview of what Talkers has put together as the big stories in the people who are at the top of conversation. Victoria Keevan here with Rich McFadden. Let me go through. I spent the first half hour with you talking about the stories. Now let's go through the list of people and whatever our comments may be about them or maybe other folks that are playing into the conversation this week. At number 10, Katie Rich, who is the lady that was the writer suspended from Saturday Night Live, who is trash, as far as I'm concerned. Just dirt and trash. She can throw the names around, so why can't we throw them back,
you know,
at her?
Is anybody else a little bit shocked at the fact that Saturday Night Live is so blatantly, we're going to miss
Obama?
Look at
what they said this week, Richie. They've assigned a comedian to take pot shots at the administration every week. That's the job of this comedian. It was announced late in the week, is to take pot shots, to have a segment every week that's on to Trump. That's it.
Well, if Trump would stop tweeting every Sunday.
Well, that's his prerogative. Right? I mean, it's their prerogative at Saturday Night Live to do that. I just find it kind of appalling, frankly. It's so pat. You know, the so-called Hollywood elites, New York, whatever. And sure, there are plenty of people like that, not only in the world of entertainment, but all across the spectrum. It isn't limited to them. There are a lot of people
like
who don't like
any ability to even pretend that they're trying to be equal give it out.
Well,
to
they're finding
both
an
sides.
Audience. I think it's a dangerous move myself, because people that are like me that might be in the middle, you see that stuff and you get turned off to it. I'm probably not the best example of people watching the show because I don't see it very much. I've kind of gone away from it a long time ago because it really isn't funny anymore. Once in a while, the news thing is funny, depending on who's on it. But I don't stay up that late. So, but when I used to, when Chevy Chase was on it, and Steve Martin was on it, and Belushi was on it, and Aykroyd, and Murray and those guys, and Rosanna Dana, those people were funny. That wasn't her real name. But, you know, that stuff was funny. This stuff is not. It's just angry.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mary Tyler Moore is at number 9 on the list of people for obvious reasons. Tributes pouring in. Didn't you tell me earlier in another hour, Victoria, that somebody else had died? Or was Richie? Were you talking?
No, Mannix died.
Mannix, that's right. Mike Connors.
I don't know who that is.
Mike Connors.
60s, late 60s detective show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He would well be into his late 80s, I would have thought, by now.
91.
91, okay. Yep. That was a very kind of, if you want to find the theme from it, Richie, that might help people remember it.
That's okay. Thank you.
No, well, no, it would be with a way of people remembering.
Yeah.
Another person in the news, Mike Connors, anyway, passing away. Another one of the entertainers gone. Rahm Emanuel at number 8. Mostly the focus on Chicago. What Trump has said, if they can't run the city, maybe we need to send the feds in. Well, I mean, they can't run the city. Emanuel is obviously incapable of hiring people to manage the police department. Otherwise, they would be managed. They aren't managed. And so there are a lot of people on both sides who think, actually, that's a fairly good idea. And Rahm Emanuel, who heretofore had national aspirations, it was no secret he was thinking about running for president in 4 years.
Good luck with
that. With a record like this, man, the guy couldn't be elected dog catcher. Yeah. I can't imagine that he would be an attractive candidate for a higher office. Can you? Who's going to vote for this guy? He's, you know, he's kind of ruined his own chances. Mm. Speaking of ruining their chances, I'm off of Madonna. She's at number 7. I'm fed up with her and her.
And you saw her in concert a few years ago, right?
Yep, and even more recently than that. We went to see her, I think, maybe last spring. It was fairly recently we went to see her, and we enjoyed the concert. But I'm not. What I enjoy, part of her sassiness is what makes her attractive to me.
Right.
I like that attitude.
I love that attitude toward
the Catholic Church, for example. I mean, mm-hmm. She walks up and down with her finger up in the air when it comes to talking about the Pope or Catholic. It's just, I mean, that kind of stuff I frankly encourage and appreciate. Not giving the finger to the Pope, but, you know, the kind of stuff, that brash attitude that she has. But come on. Come up with something original, will you, please, when it comes to this other stuff. And keep, you know, you don't have to be in the gutter with your mouth to make your point. All right. So anyway, anybody else got something on that?
Nope. I agree.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Barack Obama's at number 6. What can you say about him other than he's been really smart about how he's handled all of this? Very smart.
Yeah.
Not that I always thought he was a smart guy anyway. But the way all of this transition has been handled, very smart.
He's a cool player.
Yeah, and the other side of it is the news media trying to make something of what's her face's look, Mrs. Obama. When Michelle was looking aside, the perfect example, there were 3 or 4 of these things, but when they were given the Tiffany's box and there was nobody to give it to, so she's looking around for somebody to give it to, finally Obama himself takes it. But the way they take that and twist it and turn it around, that shows you what a bunch of fakers. You talk about fake news. They're fakers. And that all of that stuff is meant to advocate for a position that is not newsworthy. That's what it is, frankly. Anybody else?
No, I agree. I just, you know, I mean, you can take a still shot of anybody at any given moment in time and make something, you know, try to create a story for that snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's, you know, Michelle and Melania had a very cordial relationship. You could see it that day. I just think there, let's not create drama. There's plenty of drama out there that's real.
Right.
Let's not create something else.
Look at the Bill Clinton picture where everybody said it was him looking at Melania.
Right.
And it was hot as firecrackers on social media. And a lot of fun. I mean, people were just goofing off with it.
Well, but he does that.
It was just a picture or 10 seconds of video and then Hillary looking back at him, and it just caught on like wildfire.
I didn't see that. What was the look, obviously?
Bill was obviously very engaged and looking at something that was a few feet away. And the video is
Melania.
Of Hillary.
That something happened to be Melania?
Yeah, well, that everybody says it was. And the video was of Hillary turning back and looking at him and giving him a scowl, him looking at her, kind of acknowledging her and then going right back to what he was doing.
All I know is thank God for George W. Bush in the poncho.
Oh, my God.
That
had the best picture of the whole thing. Yeah, that was fabulous.
Yeah. I mean,
and
even
that
he
smile
was laughing at the end.
On his face at the end of it, that was so fabulous.
He knew that was going to be a moment.
Yeah, it really was a moment. It was a moment, and it was fun. It was a fun, fun moment, and we need more of those. Paul Ryan is at number 5 on the list of people from Talkers this week. Not what to say about him.
A.K.A. The happiest man in America?
Well, under the circumstances,
thank God
he's
going to
get
Ryan.
A lot of
he's
legislation through.
Yeah, he's the one who takes the steering wheel from Trump and pulls it back on the right side of the road every now
right.
and then.
But, you know, there already are impeachment papers sort of behind the scenes in work. This is how sick some people are, to get rid of both Trump and Pence. And then, but who's in line next after that?
Well, what did Pence do? I mean, I don't like
Pence,
but
what's Obama done other than take action on what he said he was going to do?
Right.
This whole mental incompetence thing, I mean, people's got to stop. It really bugs me.
The world's gone crazy.
And this is coming from, you know, my people on the left, and it's an embarrassment. Stop it.
You know what? I'm going to invest money. I'm going to find out who the 5 most likely candidates are to build the rest of the, 600, 700 miles? Or that's how much they have now. So they got to build another 1,000, 1,100 miles of fence. I want to invest that. Because, Trump says, you're going to pay. And we all sort of snicker at that because we know they're not going to pay. Mm. Meanwhile, both Ryan and Mitch McConnell, the fossil, are saying, we'll come up with the $12 billion from Congress to pay for the fence. And
I mean,
that ought to be
well, you saw how fast the 20% tax lasted. That thing dropped like a bomb.
First of all, my avocados are already expensive enough. And that was my first thought when, we're going to tax everything coming from Mexico. You better leave my avocados alone.
Yeah, well,
that didn't go over well at all.
No, but you see, I think that's part of Trump and his genius. So you can put that in quotation marks. Those
you know what? He lobs these bombs out there.
He does. He throws it against the wall, see what sticks.
And then coming, here we go. Yeah, he just throws a tweet out, or he sends Spicer out, and he says, okay, let's see how this plays. And obviously that one didn't play well, so now they'll go back to round 3.
Right. Most bizarre factoid of the week, Sean Spicer chews and swallows 35 pieces of gum before noon every day.
Really?
Why?
He leaves me cold.
He does.
I don't see anything.
He just does. He just does it. I don't know. It's a quirk that he has. He said that he's talked to his doctor, and his doctor says it's fine. That's not okay to swallow 35 pieces of gum a day.
You don't digest it.
Terrible for your gut.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, it sits there for 7 years.
Oh, yeah. It's like a lump. It's like eating 5 donuts.
I don't know why he does that. It's gross.
Well, maybe he's nervous, but not smart.
Yes.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the real list. Sometimes because of the chatter that goes on with my co-hosts and with people who are experts in the News Talk Radio field, we get off onto tangents of other things that have been talked about on the News Talk Radio platforms. So I give you the people that were on the list officially this week, according to the charts of Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Katie Rich, that useless SNL writer who was suspended. Mary Tyler Moore at 9. Rahm Emanuel at 8, Madonna on 7, Barack Obama at 6, Paul Ryan at 5, Theresa May at 4, Vladimir Putin at 3, Enrique Peña Nieto, never been on the list before, the President of Mexico, he's at number 2, and the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is at number 1. Aren't you glad you were listening? So you got all those names, and you can think, okay, what were the stories about? Well, I'll tell you that later on. I'm Doug Steffen. Okay, we'll get to a couple of other people as we find ourselves with enough time to do that. Speaking of time, it's 45 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts. Chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Let's think about water and what you do with it. May I suggest that you get a 4-ounce glass of water right now, those of you who have Super Beats. 4-ounce glass of water. This goes for Victoria, it goes for Jennifer, it goes for Kara. Get a 4-ounce glass of water right now and put in a spoonful, a heaping spoonful of Super Beats into that glass and feel yourself come around. Feel yourself come of age. Feel yourself come alive. Feel yourself full of energy. Feel yourself full of stamina. Feel yourself feeling good with the Super Beats, the whole routine regimen of Super Beats. Pretty simple stuff. Nitric oxide comes from beets. And the folks at Super Beets have engaged farmers to grow non-GMO beets. They harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them and put them in the canisters and send them to you so that you can have the benefits of feeling so full of life. So if you're ready to try your own Super Beets superfood shot, go to DougLikesBeets.com or you can give Super Beets a call at 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Isn't it refreshing to know somebody's promoting something that actually works?
Yes.
That's kind of nice.
For a change.
Kind of sweet, yeah. All right, so 800-655-4183. Or maybe you'll have more fun by going online to DougLikesBeets.com.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, as promised, reviewing the stories so that we get them right. This is the week of January 23rd, or last weekend of January already, 2017. Super Bowl 51, and all the things that are going with it. Number 10 on the countdown of conversation. The fact that Kathy Rich was suspended from Saturday Night Live, number 9. Mary Tyler Moore's passing at number 8. The Keystone Pipeline, and what's to do with that and the other pipelines going across Native American land. Number 7, Madonna's speech. Still some ripple effects from that. Number 5, the effects of the abandonment of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the business with NAFTA getting reevaluated. The Democratic focus on the nuclear football. Health care, number 3. Sanctuary cities, number 2. And the discussion of the border wall and our relations with Mexico, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, a couple of minutes of discussion about the top 3 people on the people list this week from Talkers Magazine: Vladimir Putin, Enrique Peña Nieto, and Donald Trump. For those of you who don't know, and I had to scratch my head for a minute about Enrique Peña Nieto, because all I can think about was a former Secretary of Transportation, former mayor of Denver, Federico Pena, whose family benefited by $30 million because they just happened to own all the land where the Denver airport was built. Just a Anyway, it has nothing to do. Nieto is the president of Spain. He was coming to town, and now he's not. So, Richie, you can be thankful both you and Kara in the Washington, D.C. area. No big motorcade for Nieto, because he said Niet.
Another illegal alien invading Washington, D.C.
Another Mexican.
Right.
Yes, damn it. Yeah. Well, you know, the other side of it is, again, with Trump throwing things against the wall, see what sticks.
you know, does anybody really care whether this guy comes or not? What's her face? Theresa May, British Prime Minister, here.
Is that next week she's here? No, she's here now.
She says, the days of trying to remake the world are over. We can't have influence everywhere. We can't be doing like, and there's the best. Listen to the British Empire that tried to take over the world. And those days are over. And they are. Thank heaven she recognized it. And hopefully everybody else will recognize it and act accordingly. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rich. 10 minutes before the hour here.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, so we have our job here at this point in the week to look at the charts specifically for technology, and here to help all of us understand what's going on in the world of technology. The top five items are in front of all of us, so we'll listen to Victoria as she goes through. And Victoria Keelan, ladies and gentlemen, starting with number five from the world of technology this week in the top tech stories.
It was discovered earlier this week, if you want to not be a good friend or if you want to play a prank on an ex-lover, it's very easy to shut someone else's iPhone down by simply sending, and I'm going to let you know how to do this, if you want to do it, all you send is the white flag emoji, a zero, and the rainbow emoji. And without even opening the text message on the other end, it freezes someone's phone completely for a solid 5 to 6 minutes. They can't do anything, and then eventually the phone will automatically reboot. This is a weird bug that's in iOS 10, so if you don't have iOS 10, you're okay, but if you do, which is the most current update, then this is just a bizarre bug, and Apple is apparently still working on it, because this is something they don't know how this happened. It's not a hacking thing, it's just a quirk in the system, and someone discovered how to do this, so it's not that nice, but it is kind of a funny prank.
Who in the world's got time to figure that kind of stuff out? Good Lord, get a life. Please. All right, here we go. Number four this week on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology.
Well, some streaming news from Hulu. We normally hear a lot about Netflix, but we don't hear much about Hulu. And Hulu is actually taking a page out of Netflix's book and allowing now for downloads of movies that you can watch offline. So this is going to, if you're a Hulu subscriber, you can watch TV shows and movies now. You'll be able to download them, save them to your tablet or your desktop or your laptop. And when you travel and you don't have Wi-Fi service, all of your things that you've downloaded in advance, you'll be able to watch. And Netflix started doing this
last fall, and through the Christmas travel season, it became a very popular feature, so much so that Netflix is now reporting a huge influx of subscribers. So even though I personally got rid of Netflix, I don't really think there's enough good content there to warrant $15 a month, but Hulu seems to have more variety. So now if Hulu has this new download feature, they may end up taking some of the competition from Netflix.
Number three from Samsung. There's some news this week. Hopefully this will turn around the PR battle that they've had.
They finally admitted the cause of the exploding iPhone or the exploding Galaxy Note 7 phones, which are now officially banned on all public transportation. If you still have one, I don't know why, but if you still have one, you can go to the Samsung site and find out how to get rid of it. They will take the phone back. There are lots of programs, but they basically said that in between the battery and the actual outside case, they forgot to put insulation.
Great
job of that. He's so tired. Well, a lot of tech writers are accusing them of they rushed the Galaxy Note 7 to the market to beat the iPhone, which was about to come out. So, and this is the problem when you rush something to the market, it can explode. And that's
really
what happens.
I have to remember that next time I come up with an idea for a radio program.
Might explode.
All right. Number two from, we got the big timers now moving into the number two position, a story from the folks at Apple.
Well, last summer, Apple announced that the iPhone 7 would no longer have a headphone jack. And so everyone was wondering, okay, what are the wireless earbuds going to look like? Well, they look exactly like the current earbuds that Apple provides with a phone, except there's no cord. So, of course, everyone's been worried about, well, what do you do when they fall out of your ear? Some people on Amazon have been selling a $10 little string that attaches the earbuds together so you can have them resting around your neck and you won't lose them. Apple says now that you will be able to GPS locate your earbuds, and if you lose one at a time, you can actually individually track them. If you lose one and have one left, it's going to cost you $70 to replace the missing earbud. So it's still not a great solution. I mean, you can lose your earbuds anywhere. So, this is what Apple's trying to do. It's in the Find My iPhone app, but I still don't think it's a great solution.
Well, I wear my big clunky headsets. I listen on the plane to the stuff that I'm listening to, the same set of same kind of headsets I use on the ear.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which is the best. I mean, it's the best sound quality, and it's comfortable.
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
I can hear you so much better, Victoria. Google in the number one position of the top five tech stories this week.
Well, you know, fake news was pretty much the number one tech story of 2016, and it continues to be a big story in 2017. Google, in attempt to maintain their integrity as a reliable search engine, they're not a news site, they're just a search engine, but they've kicked off 200 publishers now of what they have deemed as fake news and fake ad agencies and networks. So they've 1.7 billion ads have been removed from Google for violations so far.
All right. They're at it. We're all at it here. There they are, the top five technology stories of the week, courtesy of the voice and the mind of Victoria Keelan. I am Doug Steffen, and it is 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.